gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Pod of No Return, an in-depth, sometimes humorous, behind-the-scenes tour of real life and a Broadway show, with your hosts, Greg Mills and Jeremy Stoll. Hello and welcome to the Pod of No Return with your host, Jeremy Stoll.
And I'm Greg Mills.
And today we are going to talk about Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. This is an organization that we care about very deeply in the Broadway community. And we're going to give you a rundown of what it means to donate to Broadway Cares, what kind of events you can get to, and what kind of impact they have on our national communities. Greg, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. It's been busy. How about you? I'm sure you're in the same boat. Kiddos just finished school. Summertime feeling fine.
When school finishes, it is the most brutal time of the year, isn't it?
It's you're like, what do I do now all day long?
Oh, man, I know. They are constantly taken care of from 8 o'clock till 3 o'clock, and then you can accomplish things. And now they're used to being cared for at all times. And then they're home, they're like, what are we doing? I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. Like,
So exactly.
It's just like, oh, man.
You're like, you can make your own lunch now, right?
Yeah. We got to come up with trips and plans, which is great.
Yeah,
it really forces you to get outside, except for today on this gloriously terrible day. The AQI outside is over 150.
All right, thank you, air quality,
healthy air, right? Thank you, Canada. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, man, the wildfires are crazy.
They're crazy. Yeah. I told it to the kids last night, and they were saying, why is the air bad again? I said, well, the fires in Canada, and they immediately went, those are still happening. I was like, yeah.
It's massive. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
At least the sky is not like orange like it was a couple weeks ago. Well, that was
I hope
freaky.
It doesn't get that way. That was scary.
Yeah, it really was.
Because we can do nothing about that. There's not a way to escape that. And that just the idea of the sky being scorched was on a level of sci-fi movie that I don't want to experience again. That was not fun.
Very true. And Fourth of July coming up, you know. People want to be outside.
Nobody's going to see the fireworks.
Yeah, really. There's already fireworks. Yeah. But life's good for you.
You know, it's okay. Yeah. It's weird not to be at the stage. I'm still not over it yet.
I know, right?
Although I see all these press things that they're doing for the company in London, and and I watch them doing All I Ask of You, and I get so happy I don't have to do that. you poor guys. I guess I don't miss doing that. Maybe.
I finally posted another photo on Instagram. I posted the Rao wheelchair from the auction.
Oh yeah, totally.
I was like, I don't know. We'll
I
see
it was
if any.
A great
yeah,
picture.
But you know, it still had, you know, a lot of people still, you know, liked it or whatever. I'm like, oh, there's still a need for content out there. So, you know, that was cool that people still, I hadn't been completely forgotten on Instagram for not posting anything lately, but yeah, it's.
Have you seen what they did to our dressing rooms and the Phantom dressing room?
I just saw it gutted. I haven't seen
where
it's at now.
Wow. Even the light fixtures are gone. It's just a blank space.
Man.
It's like a concrete box. The Phantom room had, there was the Phantom's dressing room on the left side. It had a couch and mirrors and nice, beautiful lights. And then on the right side, there was the makeup chair with the makeup room, and they ripped it all out. There's not a single wall, not even an outlet on the wall.
No.
It's just totally gutted. And the same thing for all our dressing rooms. Upstairs on the opposite side of the stage, we had all the ensemble dressing rooms, and it was two person, maybe sometimes three, to a dressing room. So we had our own space, and it was really nice. And what they did is knock down all those walls and made a great room. Of three great rooms instead of three floors of two-person dressing rooms. they knocked them all out, and now they're going to have these giant rooms for the whole ensemble to be in together. Yeah. Which I apologize to those casts who hopefully will get along 8 shows a week and have no space to go to.
But hopefully they'll have nice functional bathrooms, which would be a plus.
Yeah, that would be an upgrade, right? Wouldn't it?
I went through all the trouble too. like it was a lot of trouble. But you know, I was like, I climbed under the desk and I like signed the bottom of our counter. I said, you know, Greg Mills, no. Phantom of the Opera, and I put my years that was there. I took a photo of it. I'm like, yeah, there. That's some, you know, something to remember for the next show that comes in. Gone. In the trash. Mark, yeah. It's in the trash.
No, it's in the landfill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. That's,
I was like,
it.
Womp, womp, they're gonna womp.
Just every memory of us in that building is gonna be erased.
I know.
It's gonna be wild. Yeah, even including the black on the outside. Then when they paint that, that's gonna, I don't know. Maybe I'll be over it by then.
I know. I want to go back in and just see what the progress has been, because I haven't been in, I don't know, a month or so probably.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah. Right? I think Andrew went in just a few days ago. Andrew, our dresser.
Oh, did he? Oh, good.
Andrew Nelson. Yeah, and he took a few pictures. Well, besides that devastating part of our lives, have you seen anything new?
Let's see. Last week, I got some tickets to go see, what's it called? One More Time.
Once Upon a One More Time.
Yes.
One More Time.
The Britney Spears musical. It was fun. I had a great time. You know, I don't know how to describe it other than it's a really fun time. You know, they make like a fairy tale story out of it. They combine some stuff, you know, combine some of the stories together, and they do a good job of using her music to, you know, fit in with all the songs. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it has a lot of heart. I wasn't sure when it first started. I was like, okay, what is this going to be? But then it kind of grows on you. I think, what's his name? Justin Guarini?
Green,
he was he's so charming. He plays Prince Charming, but he did great, man. He dances so well, and he sounded great, and he was a really charming actor. And all the ladies are incredible.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah,
what's interesting about that show is when people talked about it, the word on the street before it came in was, "What, they're putting all the Britney Spears songs into a show?" It was not talked about in a great manner. Like, oh, that's going to be a hot mess. I have not heard one person speak badly of that show. They all come out pumped and excited, and they talk about how much fun they had. My daughter went with her friends, and she came home, and she's got this light up bracelet.
Yeah, you do.
From the
changes
from the
colors,
finale.
It's
like
great.
She's yeah, it's like you're at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
It's so I think it might be worth going to that.
Yeah,
one.
it really was fun. I had a good time, and I'm glad I saw it.
Wonderful.
And you know, the crowd was going nuts. There was. I, not that I know the entire Britney Spears songbook, so I probably knew like 3 or 4 songs. I'm like, yeah, that one. You know, some other song that played, and I had not ever heard that song, but the crowd would go nuts or laugh at they're like, oh my God, they're using this song for this moment and how it fits so well. And I'm like, I guess that's one of her hits, you know, but they did a really good job of using the right song in the moment, I thought.
I really want to hear them Broadway-ify Britney Spears songs. We're like, I know that you're toxic, toxic.
Oh, that was the best.
Oh.
Toxic was Jen Samard is, she's brilliant in that. As she is
Jennifer Samard.
She's
in
so
that.
Good in everything,
oh,
but she, you know, she does her dry bit, and she's so good. And she does Toxic, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, and there's
sure.
Another one. Yeah, their merchandise is incredible. I almost bought it before I even saw the show. They have a T-shirt that says "It's Broadway, bitch," and because the one song the two stepsisters do, and it's just, I think it's called like "Work, Bitch" or something like that, because they're telling Cinderella to work, which fits perfectly. And it's that was really funny, but it makes me want to see other shows like that. Like, I have a friend that's like, "Oh, if you like that show, you'll love Anne Juliet because it's kind of similar to that. You have the same kind of pop music." So I might have to check that one out too.
I love that as you're saying that, I see the video of Joyce shaking her head. No, no, Greg, it's not the same. So I guess you'll have to go and find out and report later.
But it's Broadway, bitch.
Broadway, bitch. I went not on a Broadway topic. I went and saw Elemental last night. I took my daughter and her friends. And that's the new Pixar movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it is quite wonderful. Although it's a slow movie. I didn't find it to be a normal Pixar movie. They're kind of home run movies.
Right.
I find that they do really well. But this one was slow.
Okay.
And then the story at the end, it paid off at the end, but the very long lead up to the end of the movie was slow. It was interesting. It was about, it seemed to me about interracial relationships, where instead of making it blatant races, they made them different elements of,
gotcha, yes,
of the earth, and the elements don't mix. The fire stays with the fire and the water stays with the water, and it just became a thing. And how can we live together, and what really kind of working out the differences between the different elements, and how can they help each other and live with each other and learn from each other. It was rather a beautiful story in that.
Nice.
And I think I love that these animated companies are just putting messages out there to our kids in these movies like that. So when they grow up, these things can be gone.
Right.
You know, it's like, you learn it now, and later on we all benefit because you've just learned to be a great person and be in this world together.
Wouldn't that be nice? So yeah,
it would be nice.
I always thought that Elemental, just from like the trailers or the previews I've seen, it always, to me, it looked like, and I can't think of the name of it now, the one with anger and joy, Inside Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Inside Out. It does look like Inside Out. It is in no way like Inside Out.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it looks like Inside Out meets like Zootopia or something like that. But
totally. That's exactly what the animation is. That is exactly right. Yes. But the story is not that. Absolutely.
Very cool.
And what I really liked also is, a lot of times, and Star Wars is so guilty of this, is they create new races.
Yes.
But then they kind of model their speech patterns after actual races, like Jar Jar Binks being Jamaican kind of thing. There is none of that. There is no distinction between what elements represent what people. They're just their own thing, and it's awesome.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. So nice. There you go.
Now, Jeremy, if I could just take one more moment of your time before we begin Act 3.
Dear.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I want to tell you about a wonderful organization called Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. For those listening, that's how like all the phantoms, when we came out for the curtain speech after the show, when we were collecting, doing the red bucket thing, we were collecting for Broadway Cares. Most of us would start with that kind of joke. Please let me take another moment of your time before we begin Act 3. And the crowd would be, because I'd love to see an Act 3. If, yeah, you know. So I know we were talking about Broadway Cares, and Jeremy's always had a great speech. It always made me laugh, and we always, the whole ensemble or the cast would kind of be a bit on pins and needles, because he did it very low key, very dry. You know, it's a wonderful organization, helps over 400 organizations. We've raised this much money. And then we get to things, we'd auction off stuff. And, you know, at Phantom, we'd auction off some posters. We'd auction off some tote bags, which always got some pretty good laughs because people like to hear the word tote. And then you can put whatever we buy in there. And then, you know, we had some that would, you know, we had luggage tags. And that would always be fun because we'd always say, oh, when you're flying at the airport, you know, see your, oh, what's your favorite musical? Oh, Phantom of the Opera. It's on my luggage tag. But then we'd, special occasions, we'd have these, our little music box monkeys. And we'd auction off the monkeys, and, you know, normally what, $500, $1,000, something like that, you know.
Yeah, $500 to $1,000.
You know, I think exactly. Depending on which Phantom was playing, we'd make it less. I think when I was on, it was about $25 that we'd auction it off for. Just kidding. But So we'd always get to that, and we'd pull the monkey out of the tote bag, and the audience, ooh, you know, somebody would scream, "I want that!" You know, so the thing that everybody would wait for when Jeremy was on is he'd pull it out, and he's like, "We have one last thing. It's very special, you know, very, very cool and very, you know, Jeremy way." He'd pull it out, and the crowd, ooh, they'd gasp, the monkey, and he'd be like, "Now this is Fred." And that could be on a Monday night. And then on Tuesday night, if Jeremy's on, he pulled out, this is Bronson. So he would, every night, he would rename the monkey. And so we always got a big kick out of what the monkey's name was going to be. And we never knew who it was going to be. And he'd give it a little backstory, you know.
I'd give him either an occupation or something he's studying in school. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I think Fred was a music student. He's learning the cymbals, and
he's getting there. He's getting there. Pretty good. That was always a joy. You know, when to figure out what name you were going to give the monkey, and sometimes he'd pick a cast member, or if there was somebody that was on stage, like a swing or a vacation swing that was in the building, he would sometimes use their name, and it was always, you know, it'd get a good laugh. I don't think the audience was ever in on it, even though they laughed at the name of it, but it was more for us. And that was
always
good.
They laughed because you introduce it. They think, "Oh, this is the monkey. No, this is Fred."
Yeah.
And, but it was always, I would try different names, and it was only male names that would get laughs.
Yeah, I guess.
If you gave it a female name, they would not think it was very funny. But if you give it just a Fred, Larry, Jim,
good old Jim, Jim Monkey.
Jim Monkey.
I think the biggest laugh I ever got was because, you know, normally we had our like Vanna White moment of somebody holding the items that we were auctioning off. And it was normally our Madame Giry would be up there holding the poster or the bags. And she's the one that came out and got the stuff. And there was one night that I don't think we had a monkey because they sold out sometimes. And so after we got through the stuff, I said, and then I tried to auction off Madame Giry one night. And that was,
That's right.
That was, you know, nobody bought her, I guess. I didn't give a price, but she's invaluable. But that was probably the funniest one I had.
It got a good laugh. That was the deal, right? It was just I think we need to go back just for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about right now. Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, has several drives during the year, and two seasons a year, each Broadway cast raises money at the end of the show through small auctions and Red Bucket. Donations. So what Red Bucket donation means is cast members or members of Broadway Cares stand in the lobby and you can throw money in the bucket and it goes straight to Broadway Cares. And it really does. It's amazing. I think that they have, I don't have anything in writing to back this up, but I have heard that they do give the most money from what is collected of charities. Their percentage is very, very high.
Wow.
And so we would do speeches at the end of the show. So the audience would clap. We would get a standing ovation, whether it was deserved or not, I don't know, but they would be standing and then we would stop them and say, we'd just like to take a minute of your time and talk about Broadway Cares. And then what Greg just described so wonderfully is how it goes most of the time. And not all of our speech givers are created equal, are they? Some of them are masters of comedy, and some of them are rather lengthy, and we just really would like them to wrap it up kind of thing. But none of the cast members were ever really too afraid to give their reactions to the speeches, were they, behind them? That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. You know, you'd always get somebody behind you, you know, you're like, oh gosh, if you stutter over a word or something, you're like, I know somebody's back there, you know, chuckling or whatever. But
when we were raising money, we've done a lot of good.
We did.
I think the Phantom was the one who did the most drives because we were there the longest. we won for many, many years where we had raised the most money. But then you started getting these superstars in here, like Hugh Jackman, who really, really took it on. And he believes in the charity very much. And he took it on. And he would sell
his clothes, man.
Think of. Yeah. He'd sell his freaking clothes. Take his clothes off and sell his sweaty shirt. And women would be like, I'll give you $1 million. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And he made on his own, one of the drives, he made $1 million. I think he did.
Yeah.
Where we would raise $200,000, $250,000. We were so proud of ourselves because we had done that. And people buy our signed posters. We had the whole cast sit there for hours and sign these posters. And people would donate money. We'd give them posters and take them home. And we would do really well and donate to Broadway Cares. And then Hugh Jackman in one night would make the exact amount of money we made for the entire drive for 6 weeks because he's so awesome. I mean, who would I would buy a shirt.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
I'll take it. That guy is awesome.
Joyce just put up, and I forgot there was a video of it. I forgot this happened. When he was a Music Man, he auctioned off his Music Man, like, hat. I don't know if it was a boater hat or his band leader hat, one or the other.
It was the straw hat.
And then, you know, from the audience, somebody, it was $10,000. But, of course, the person that bought it was Nicole Kidman. So
I thought it was $100,000. Was it $10,000?
Was it? I don't know. It was a lot of money.
Oh, it was a lot of money. And it was really cool because it was Nicole Kidman. She walked right up to the stage.
Yeah, she walked right down the aisle. The crowd was like, what? It was insane.
What? Yeah.
The best I ever did, and I'll always remember it because, I don't remember how much at the time we were selling monkeys for. I think maybe it was when we were doing them for like $1,000. And, you know, sometimes the audience would be like, whoa, you know, because that's a lot of money to ask. But one night I was on for the Phantom, and somebody had offered, and this was pre-COVID, because a lot of things, you know, change. Because remember we used to, like, sometimes we would auction photos of Rao in the lobby for, like, 20 bucks
or 50 bucks or something.
And he would stand
in the lobby and sign them right
in front
of
that was cool. Yeah. We would do, like, photos with Rao in the lobby. But there was a time I sold a monkey, and somebody offered $2,000 for it, but then it was also to come back into the dressing room and get a picture with me. It was like some guy and like two women, and he paid like $2,000 for a monkey signed by me and to hang out in the dressing room. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Why not? I was cool. Like, sweet. Thanks, man. Yeah. So Joyce did look it up, and it was $100,000. Nicole Kidman just forked out $100,000, and, very smart. She did it in a public way. So it benefits everybody, doesn't it? Oh, man. Well, let's dive in then.
Yeah,
since we're talking about Broadway Cares, let's talk about what Broadway Cares actually is.
All right.
Then we have a rundown about Broadway Cares. They gave us a whole press pack. And
Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, is the philanthropic heart of Broadway, helping people across the country and across the street receive life-saving medication, healthcare, nutritious meals, counseling, and emergency financial assistance. Broadway Cares is one of the nation's leading industry-based nonprofit AIDS fundraising and grant-making organizations. By drawing upon the talents, resources, and generosity of the American theater community, since 1988, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS has raised more than $300 million for essential services for people living with HIV/AIDS, struggling with COVID-19, and facing other critical illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. So since 1988, so like our entire run, we've been, you know, donating to Broadway Cares.
That's right. And, you know, it was founded because of the AIDS crisis in 1988, and it had a profound effect on the theater community, and it actually bankrupted the insurance for the actors. And so they had to do this to start helping these poor actors who were suffering and dying. And it did such a lot of good. And you know what? It's funny. I'm sorry, I'm stopping there. We'll continue. But there's always the argument of, well, Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. People often say, well, is AIDS a thing anymore? And I imagine, yes, it is. it's not quite the scare it was in 1988. Mm-hmm. We now have medicine and people can live full lives and stuff. And they're still, people need help. People do need help. But that is, this is the unfortunate thing about when you create a name and it lasts for a long time. This name has gone past what it is. It's Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. It should be, maybe we kind of only call it Broadway Cares because the raising money for AIDS is only a part of what they do. There's actually over, 450 social service organizations that they support, including food drives. And I know there's like in Times Square, there are a few churches that do soup kitchens and they support those. And they support a number of wonderful social service organizations. And that's what it's become. So the name doesn't really represent the impact of this organization, right, which is unfortunate and very fortunate because it has made such an impact because people care about it so much. And the actors really donate so much time. We'll get into that actually, because there are, we want to talk about all the different functions you can go to and all the different ways you can help give or participate. Yeah. So
maybe they should call it, they could still keep it BCEFA and just call it Broadway Cares Equity Fights All. Cause that's what they do.
Equity Fights All. Yeah. Equity Fights Everything. All. That's very funny. I like that. BCEFA is the insider's BCEFA nickname, right? BCEFA.
Sounds like a Disney villain.
Well, moving on, it says Equity Fights AIDS was founded in October 1987 by a Council of Actors Equity, by the Council of Actors Equity Association. Money raised through the efforts of equity theater companies across the country was specifically earmarked for the Actors Fund's AIDS initiative. Broadway Cares was founded in February 1988 by members of the producers group. Money raised was earmarked to be awarded to AIDS service organizations nationwide, including Equity Fights AIDS. In May 1992, Equity Fights AIDS and Broadway Cares merged to become Equity Care at Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So it was originally two separate organizations raising money and joined forces to do more good. That's very cool. Continuing. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is the single largest financial supporter of essential social service programs at the Entertainment Community Fund, formerly Actors Fund, including the HIV/AIDS Initiative, the Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative.
We had to say that many times.
Having to say that on stage? I know, right? And everybody had to slow down to say it.
Well, because you always think, because you have to say Phyllis Newman, singular, not S, Phyllis Newman Women's Health, yeah.
You had it, every other word has an S.
That's right.
Oy. The Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative and Friedman Health Center for the Performing Arts. We also award annual grants to more than 450 AIDS and family service organizations nationwide. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS began as two separate organizations. Unlike most other nonprofit grant-making organizations, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS must raise every dollar of their philanthropic budget each year in order to fulfill their mission. In turn, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS works hard to ensure that the money they raise is spent carefully and wisely on programs where these hard-earned funds can have the maximum possible impact.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yes. And now...
I was going to say,
now you actually just... were speaking with, or had, didn't you just have breakfast with like the head of this? There's a man named Tom Viola, right?
Tom Viola,
And he would come around, and he would come to all the theaters when we were prepping for, like, we would normally have a big poster signing day, and we set up, you know, 500-600 posters, and the cast would go downstairs and sign them, and they would like provide lunch between or dinner between shows for us, and Tom would always come in, and you know, kind of give a speech saying why they're doing this and thanking us for this, you know, for 35 years, you know, someone would come in and, you know, thank us. And you know, for doing what we're doing and why we're doing it. And Tom would always come in and was just the nicest guy, the greatest guy. And I know you know him a lot better.
He's a class act. Yeah, he's a class act. Well, because I've done a lot of volunteering and I've done a lot of performances, and he comes to all of them.
Yeah.
He's around the neighborhood a lot. And yeah, he's a face that is not at a desk. He's a face that is always around. Yeah. And he's really a wonderful man, and he's very thankful to everybody who donates their time. Yeah. It's quite the organization. Let's talk about some of the events.
Yeah,
they
let's
do. Because this is really fun.
Yeah, this is now, all the fun stuff.
People approach them over the years, and they come up with fundraising ideas, and sometimes they kind of analyze it and decide if it's going to be worth the time and the effort for people. And sometimes those ideas don't make it through because they've really considered all the ideas of it, all the I don't know what I want to say. I'm stumbling on my words now. Let's try that again. They really considered every aspect of the proposals, and some of them don't really pan out to be profitable. Not profitable, but bring in money for the organization. But this one, this very first one, Broadway Backwards, they were approached quite a many years ago now. They were approached by a very great director, and he had this idea of kind of performing songs in an unusual way, where it would be, if it was a male number, it would be done by females. Yeah. Or there would be some numbers where you have a fall in love scene, but it would be between two females or two males, or they would just switch it around to represent the community that it's actually giving a lot of impact to. And it was really a great idea, and it has taken off over the years. I think it has grown every year it's been out. So I think it started in 2006.
Yeah, I believe so.
And it has grown every year and has become a really huge event where a bunch of stars donate their time and really perform. So if you are interested in seeing a very fun show, Broadway Backwards happens once a year. And I'm not sure what time of year it happens. I wish I could say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like it should be coming up soon, or maybe I just missed it. I'm not sure, but I don't know when they do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's performed in a Broadway theater is what I'm reading here. So, which means that a theater every year donates their time and their space. So whatever year, whatever space it's in.
Oh,
it's,
Joyce says
it's
it happened
seeing.
In March. So we missed it, but I'm sure
there
it was amazing.
Well,
we probably missed it because we were dealing with all our closing stuff and, you know.
Thinking about ourselves, basically. You know, that's what
that's
we're
right.
doing. Yeah.
It's funny, actually, this whole Broadway Backwards thing, not that I, you know, and when I was in college, many years before this came about, I did a concert with a buddy and one of my professors, my music theater teachers, I asked her if she would want to be in it with us. And we did a recital, I guess, at Florida State. It was a recital, and it was songs they'll never let me sing. And we kind of flipped, you know, we were singing women's songs. My teacher, she was singing men's song. You know, we were singing all sorts of stuff that we would never get to sing. So I'm like, oh, this is similar to that. And
that's a great thing. I love it. I heard stories about a lot of the tours. They go out in different cities and they'll do little cabaret nights and they'll give all the proceeds for those cabaret nights to Broadway
Nice,
cares.
Yeah.
And they do fun events and themes yeah. like that, which is
yeah.
really fun.
Yeah. Very cool.
Sometimes they're late night content, I guess you could say. It's the kids not included.
We did one of those when I was on tour with Phantom. One of our cast members, he was a dancer in the show, and sadly he's passed away. A guy named Billy Dunn, but he was an incredible Judy Garland impersonator. And so he hosted this, you know, cabaret night at this little space. And we all got up and sang stuff. And, you know, he hosted as Judy the entire night in a full outfit. And he was amazing. They actually auctioned a shirt off of my body while I was on stage. And someone bought it, and I don't have that shirt anymore. But all the money
was it you?
What's that? It was me. I just bought my own shirt. No one else wanted it. But yeah, all the money went to, I believe it was Broadway Cares at the time. So,
I love that. So the next event they do.
Speaking of selling your shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Jerry Mitchell's Baby. And this is an amazing grassroots story. I guess Jerry Mitchell and the Will Rogers Follies Dancers did a little kind of, I guess, a strip dance where they would just raise money, and it became a whole, it became its own part of Broadway Cares.
I feel like it's one of the biggest ones. Yeah, it's definitely one of the biggest.
It's very exciting because you basically, there's so many volunteers, and they dance, and it's a striptease. Bears is not a bear. It's naked. And that's what happens. They come out and they dance and they strip, and it's a lot of fun. It's a big party, and at the end they do the donation section where you can provide your donation right up and close. And it raises so much money every year, and it has such a splash and such an impact on the community. The past one actually raised $1.8 million, and that is in one night.
Says like the original, the first time they did it, what, 1992, they raised like $8,000. So now they're playing like the biggest clubs, you know, a huge club, because there's so many people that go to this, and they raised $1.8 million.
It sells out, and people bring a lot of money to donate.
It's so good, though. I mean, the numbers they do are insane.
It's
amazing.
The numbers are great. It's its own Broadway show. It's spectacular. And a lot of the stars that are on Broadway at the time also join in as leads in the different dances. And they also strip. And it's quite amazing. Yeah. They donate their figure and their time. Beautiful. So if you ever have a chance to go see Broadway Bears, that is a really fun one. And then there's the one outside, and this one is for the animals, the Broadway Barks.
This one I love, and I'll describe this one because Broadway Barks, so I'll read it. Broadway Barks is an annual star-studded dog and cat adoption event founded by Mary Tyler Moore and Bernadette Peters, and it benefits New York City animal shelters and adopting agencies. It features more than 200 dogs and cats, and Broadway celebrities come out. The event is produced by Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and it helps a lot of the New York City shelter animals find permanent homes while promoting the importance of spaying and neutering. They've been doing this. They do this. Normally, it's in Schubert Alley. They'll set up a stage.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll have performers do a few numbers, but it's always like some of the stars come out, and they'll hold up these unbelievable pets and cats and dogs, and they tell you about each of the different shelters. Normally, some of the shelters have booths set up, so you can go and you know, talk with them, donate to them. You can adopt pets right there, or you can go and see the shelters to adopt later. I actually did a concert. Bernadette Peters did a concert with Mary Tyler Moore, and it was at the Marriott Marquis. No, was it there? No, it's where Lion King is, I think. I think we did it where Lion King is.
At the Minsk.
Yeah, because I actually came up out of the stage. There were like four of us that they kind of considered like four princes, because they did an Into the Woods number for Bernadette Peters.
Cool.
And so I actually had gotten Kyle Barisich to do it. So Kyle and I think we came up with Mary Tyler Moore. So we did this whole concert thing, and it was Joy Franz was in it. It was really neat. So I got to, you know, perform this Into the Woods number with Mary Tyler Moore and Bernadette Peters. That was, you know, the money that went to that went to Broadway Barks, because that was kind of their baby that they created. And it's just such a great event, and everybody has so much fun, you know, looking at the dogs and just, or the cats and hanging out in Schubert Alley with that.
Broadway Barks. I know that Hugh Jackman's a big part of that. I think he goes every year, whether he's donating his time or just visiting.
Hugh Jackman's perfect? Gosh, that guy.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, really.
I know. He's
like the nicest man.
So anybody who likes poker or betting, the Vegas style, there's also Broadway Bets. This is a Texas Hold'em tournament that they have started that also raises money for Broadway Cares. So if you are in town and want to participate in a poker tournament, if you want to try your luck at the Card Sharks, that exists as well. And then there's the one where Phantom thrived. Phantom thrived. I call it a big daddy. That was funny.
Hey, big daddy.
our big fundraiser was the Broadway Flea Market. That is where we did really well. And the Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, that happens in Schubert Alley every year. Generally, it's on a day that's just really nice outside. I think it's so fantastic. But what happens is all the theaters come out and they set up a bunch of tables outside their theaters and they sell Broadway paraphernalia. And in many cases, the shows will sell and not sell. I don't mean sell as in you. It's not a transaction. It's you donate this amount of money and that money gets donated to Broadway Cares. Nobody profits from this. Only Broadway yeah. Cares. So they sell things that the actors have, old playbills, sometimes props, sometimes costumes. And then when shows close, whatever stuff they have in their retail, they oftentimes will donate, and that will be distributed and bought in the Broadway Flea Market from every one of the shows. And it is all through Schubert Alley. It's on 45th Street at times, 44th Street. There's so many tables and so much to see. Yeah. And a lot of the actors come out and donate their time. I know that we all take a couple hours each out there at our table. We had like 7 tables. We had so much stuff because we had a lot of collectors and a lot of collectors trying to donate their things and posters and old jackets. I think I got our nameplates. Yeah. Like there was one year where it had all the nameplates from all the different shows, even Vegas. I found like Andrew Ragone.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
From Vegas. Like, Andrew, I got your door plate from your show. See, it's like crazy stuff. And you can find that out there. It's a great time. And then there's the grand auction. Have you been to the grand auction?
I've never been to that.
So they auction off different, items and experiences, really, really kind of high ticket items. So that's why it's in auction. They put it online first so you know what you're coming in to bid on, and then people really go to town. That it's a huge, huge fundraiser.
That's so awesome.
Every year. And it's very fun because it's like it's like going to an actual flea market, but everybody there either loves Broadway or is on Broadway. So it's kind of a chance to, much like Broadway Con, just kind of mix and talk about your love for the yeah. staff, for the industry.
It's cool too, because I know probably both of us have had somebody on Instagram have tagged us in a picture with like them wearing a porter hat that they bought at, you know, the flea market that was yours or mine, or somebody had bought one of my bow ties, my Phantom bow ties, and you know, has our name on there. It's so cool.
It's not. Oh, the dancer's shoes. We would do the ballerinas, all the free shoes from the you can get cool stuff if you're really into it. There are also parts of the set. Wait, didn't they at one of the flea markets they would give off the little harps from the proscenium that have been replaced?
Oh really? Yeah. I know, like the letters, the props and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And parts of the chandelier. Some of the you could get
the little beads when they fall off.
The little beads when they fall off. Yeah, exactly. Huh? Or the little trap doors from the stage that cover the candles. They would sell those.
So cool.
And it would be kind of hard to give away. It's like, I want to buy that, but then we just have a house full of Phantom. It'd be crazy.
Oh, I do.
Moving on.
Next, we have the Broadway Run, which I actually did this, it's probably been 6 years ago. I remember Nicholas Cunningham and I had done it from our show. I don't know if there was anybody else from our show that did it, but yeah, it's like a really cool 5K. I guess now they have a 10K that goes around. To raise money for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And when I did it, it was the 5K. We mostly ran, 5th Avenue, 3rd Avenue. It was part of the New York City Marathon. I think we ran the last 5K of it. So wherever that started, and then it ran through and we finished kind of Central Park. So it was, it timed up with either the day before the marathon. We went and ran it like that Saturday morning or something.
Got
so it was cool, you know, just a 5K just for fun. And you just see a bunch of, you know, Broadway folks, you know, sprinting by you because I'm a crippled old
puffing,
man.
Puffing.
This was back when I could still run. And I was like, hey, I'm doing really good. And then it's like, and you're like, they're doing even better. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And they still do that. And that's a great event.
Cool. There's the Easter bonnet competition.
Yes.
Which we participated in a lot. That one is a lot of fun because the different shows make a skit, right? They present a 3-minute skit,
a little skit,
and then at the end, a little skit. And they're generally funny, rather funny. And at the end of it, they present an Easter bonnet, which is a giant hat decorated in the most fantastic way. And then there's a competition judge that judges what had the best hat and performance, and they win, and then a lot of money's raised and everybody wins. It's a lot of fun. At the end you do this big song that was written for Easter bonnet competition. I got to sing it 1 year because Hugh Panero actually wasn't feeling well, so I got to be the understudy singer for the Easter bonnet competition, and I shared a dressing room with who was that? It was Denzel Washington.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. And
up and coming actor, I guess.
Yeah. And at the time, Breaking Bad was killing and it was huge. And I got to share a dressing room with
Bryan Cranston. Wow.
Bryan Cranston. So, now, I will tell you, I got to share dressing room with Bryan Cranston and Denzel Washington, and I'm sitting in there as Denzel. And it's not because, this is the kind of positions you get to be in The Phantom, because we're in a costume, so people want to see The Phantom. We find ourselves with really fun, huge people. But Bryan Cranston walked in the room, and Denzel Washington stood up, and he goes, "Oh my God, is that Cranston?" Like, because even he was a fan of the show. He's like, "I gotta go introduce myself."
Dang.
Oh man. So that's a fun event to go to. They sell tickets. It's generally at the Minskoff, if I'm not mistaken.
That seems that seems right. I did it 1 year. We did a I think we got second place for best sketch. Sometimes, you know, sometimes those dance numbers, Lion King and those dance numbers, just insane and would
they're
just
awesome.
Incredible. But I think we may have gotten like runner up for performance, because we did one, I think Trista Moldovan wrote it, and it was a, oh gosh, what's that British show that went for years and years? I can't think of it.
Downton Abbey.
We did a Downton Abbey sketch. And Scott Makita was the dowager, whatever, he was all done up, and I came out as the Phantom, so I was like full Phantom thing or whatever. So we did a Downton Abbey Phantom sketch, and it was really good, and that was the one time I did Easter bonnet, but the bonnet was great, and so I think our presentation was like runner up, which was pretty cool.
Well done. I don't know if you've ever been to this. I've not been to this, but if you are into East Coast vacationing and you've been out to Fire Island, they do a Fire Island dance festival. I'm imagining it's in the Pines.
Maybe so. I've seen pictures. Yeah, it says Fire Island Pines. Yeah. It looks incredible.
Oh, it's in the
I've
Pines,
seen videos
yeah.
and pictures of it.
Fire Island is sectioned off into different communities, and there's like Cherry Grove. Is that what it is? Cherry Grove and Ocean Grove and
that sounds right.
And the Pines. I'm probably butchering these names, but I've only been twice. It's spectacular. I haven't been to the dance festival, but it has raised $7.7 million. So I'm imagining it's well
since
attended.
1995. So that's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's that. There's the dance festival out of Midtown, which is great. There's the Hudson Valley Dance Festival. Now, this is in the historic Catskills.
Nice.
It's grown. Its audiences have grown over the years in the Hudson Valley region, and it's raised over $1.2 million. And so that's the Hudson Valley Dance Festival. Wow. Look for that. Its sponsor is the New York Times, so it's been heard of. And the Red Bucket Follies, which is it's kind of like the Easter Bonnets.
Yeah, it's similar, yeah. Kind of another competition, just, you know, you write a sketch or put on a dance number, and it's judged, yeah.
But they use this is the one where they use the robes, yes. Right? We use what do we call the robes now? We used to call it the gypsy robes, and we changed it because it was it was insensitive. So yeah. we needed to get a new name.
Red bucket robe.
Is it the red bucket
robe? I don't
know.
I just made that up.
I've never won it. So wait, the deal is the person who wins the robe every year is the ensemble member of a new Broadway show that has been in the most shows in the cast. So there'll be somebody who's in the ensemble this is their 12th Broadway show. And if they're the most, then they wear
the most ensemble robe. Tracks. Because even if they've done ensemble, done principal roles, that doesn't count towards the what are they called? Legacy robe? Is it the legacy robe now? I think that's it.
The legacy robe. Thank you. Nice job, man.
Memory. my Prevagen is working. This episode sponsored by Prevagen. Jellyfish parts for your memory.
Oh man.
What, Joyce? Joyce didn't like that one. I don't think that's going to be our sponsor.
Okay, well, fine.
By Grather's Pastilles. Jellyfish parts for your voice. Just kidding.
I love those things.
I do too. They should sponsor us because they're the best.
Delicious.
I've been eating them for years.
Oh,
and
man.
Everyone should have Grather's Pastilles.
Cans and cans and cans of them backstage.
Oh my God. Black currant, red currant. Pick a currant.
Oh, and they had a new one that looks like elderflower.
Oh yeah,
I was dying for it. It's clear. It was delicious.
So good.
I loved it.
So good.
It was, but you had to be careful not to eat them like they're gummy bears.
Oh, I know, right?
They're the most expensive gummy bears
you've ever had.
Yeah,
they're so good and worth every penny.
Oh, I love them. Well, and then also, so Broadway Cares does all those events, and they do a lot of extra special events when things are proposed to them. They can raise money, and a lot of the actors do their own cabarets at 54 Below, and they raise money for it. There's just endless support.
The national tours raise money. They either collect with the buckets, or sometimes they do performances as well, extra performances that are just for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
It's awesome, yeah. Right? Well, so now the next event that I believe is happening is the flea market, which we talked about, and Phantom won't be there for the first time in This is the first year Phantom won't be represented in that thing, which means that there's going to be a huge hole in front of the Majestic Theater. I wonder where they're going to fill it with. They're going to put other tables up for other booths.
I know.
But that is Sunday, October 1st.
Now, I would say don't count out Phantom not being there, because I could probably just set up like 3 or 4 tables and just sell the stuff that I have in my apartment and just put a Phantom, you know, picture up there.
Seriously,
I bet we could put up our own table between the cast members that have stuff. Because I actually just got a bunch of, I just got a whole bunch of final night programs that I have with my photos in them. I've got stuff we could sell.
A lot of paraphernalia, a lot of fun things.
Yeah, right?
I keep every piece of fan art I have, but I would never sell them. But
yeah,
I have four.
You know, you can just shorten that to fart.
What?
PHART. My fan art. My fart.
Fan art. What are you doing October 1st, Greg?
I have no idea.
That's a long way away.
It's a long way away.
October 1st, Sunday, October 1st. Let's go. Let's go to the Broadway flea market.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's going to be my day off from whatever Broadway show I'm in. Let's just assume that.
Of course. Naturally, yeah.
Or, you know, I won't be shooting that movie that day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or
Or just put in your contract to have that day off. Right. Let's go to the flea market and...
let's all go to the market.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the market. Let's all go to the market and buy ourselves a mask.
Talk about pot in return.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-bum. Oh, my God.
So what do we have? I just seen one other thing. We'll look at the 2022 breakdown that we had from what Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS did. It looks like for the entertainment community fund, this is, I'm assuming, what they raised. Is this, yeah, raised. Must raise every year. Or is this how much they have given out, what they need to raise that they give out? Broadway Cares works hard to ensure that the money we raise is spent carefully and wisely on programs where these hard-earned funds can be have the maximum possible impact. So they gave to the Entertainment Community Fund, they donated $8,251,000. National grants, $8,651,000. And international grants, almost $230,000. So the amount of grants, this is just 2022, that they gave out, grant making total was $17,130,000
in grants. Just in grants.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, come on. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really awesome.
Yeah.
I love Broadway Cares. We've been obviously volunteering for them for quite a long time. You know what? We are going to be appearing at Broadway Con.
What?
We're going to be appearing at Yeah, I know, right? We're at Broadway Con. There's a Phantom panel at 10 a.m. at the Marriott Marquis. A nice new Phantom panel. I believe that we have a new guest joining us. Is Joyce, that is official. Along
Hugh
with our
Jackman.
Line, Hugh Jackman. Megan Pacherno has agreed to join our panel. So we're going to also have Megan Pacherno there. And that will be on July 22nd at 10 a.m. in the Marriott Marquis. We're going to be there. Greg and I are hosting the panel for Phantom. As the Final Chandelier Falls is the title of it. And you can, on our website or on our Instagram, you can ask your questions. We're going to ask them on the panel. We'll field the questions. But what we're also going to do is we're going to put up a click through so you can donate to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, because this is an organization we love and we would like to participate in helping out. Please, please, please click through and donate. And the biggest donations will get a signed poster from the whole panel at Broadway Con. If you can't make Broadway Con, we'll figure out how to get it to you, but please donate and please represent and represent Pot of No Return in the care for this community. I would very much appreciate it, and I would love to see you at the panel and talk to you about
for an extra donation. Jeremy or I will hand deliver it to you at your home. Just kidding. Could you imagine?
We're
I live in Arizona.
Showing up in Dayton, Ohio. Yeah, right.
You're a poster.
I walked the entire way here, man. I'm sorry it was 3 weeks, but I got it. Yeah. But again, so we will be at Broadway Con. Very excited to be at Broadway Con with our panel of Phantom cast, final cast, Megan Pacherno, Greg, and myself. And it is all produced by Joyce Belitsky, the amazing Joyce, our producer for Pot of No Return. Thank you again for joining us today on our episode about Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, this wonderful organization. If you should have any more questions about Broadway Cares, please go to broadwaycares.org. They have all the information you could possibly need. If you are a person who needs help, if you're in the entertainment industry and need a helping hand, they're there for you too. They give grants out to individuals who are struggling. Please go to broadwaycares.org, donate, ask for help, donate your time, learn about it, spread the word, all of the things. Thank you very much for that in advance.
Yes, thank you.
And if you're around for Broadway Con, come join us at the panel. Broadway Con.
It's going to be fun.
Does it have a theme song?
They should. Let's write one.
It's BroadwayCon. It's BroadwayCon. It's BroadwayCon.
Get your Broadway on at BroadwayCon.
By men.
There's a lot of head shaking going on there, right, Joyce.
Yes, Joyce is not pleased with us right now. Oh, sorry.
It's Broadway Con, bitches.
And on that note, thank you very
Hit
much
me,
for joining
baby,
us this
Broadway
week.
Con.
And if you have the time, go and see Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We'll be right back.